Next, we'll hear the latest safety information about the top cosmetic surgical procedure in the United States, breast augmentation. Last year, silicone implants were used in 60% of those operations. Back in the 90s, you may recall, those implants were pulled off the market because of safety concerns. Years later, the Food and Drug Administration said the implants posed no serious health risk. Then, about 2 weeks ago, the FDA offered new safety information drawn from ongoing studies. Reporter Gretchen Kudakroen has the story.
The FDA report says silicone implants are generally safe, but complications from implants are frequent. Things like hardening of the skin around the implant, ruptured, wrinkled, or lopsided implants, scarring, pain, and infection. As many as half of patients will need to have additional surgeries or have the implants removed in the first decade. It also turns out that the longer a woman has the implants, the more likely she is to experience these complications. Take Kate Marion. She had silicone implants for breast augmentation in her late 20s, and just shy of 2 decades later, she noticed something unusual.
I noticed that when I was crossing my left arm across my body, I would make a little noise from my armpit, the way little boys do when they stick their hand in their armpit and pump their arm up and down. Little tooty noise.
An MRI showed both her implants had burst. Her doctor immediately recommended removing them, which she did. Marion hasn't suffered any apparent harm from the ruptured implants, and she even confesses to having an occasional twinge of regret that she didn't have them replaced when she had the old ones removed. But ultimately, she decided she didn't want to go through more surgery.
Well, how long would these next ones last? I'd be in my 60s when I had to do this again. Who wants to have surgery unnecessarily when you're 60-something?
New York City plastic surgeon Matthew Schulman says with the current implants, leaking is not a health threat.
The actual silicone that's within the implants is inert. So if the silicone gel leaks, it doesn't travel through the body, it doesn't cause systemic problems, so the MRI is really detecting a cosmetic concern.
There have been more serious outcomes. Annette Knecht got silicone implants in 1991 following a double mastectomy. For years afterwards, she felt ill, suffered multiple bouts of pneumonia, and had trouble breathing and pain in her chest. Doctors reassured her it wasn't the implants.
We had a CT scan done, and it showed okay. Everything showed fine, so we didn't worry about it.
But no one ever told her to get an MRI, something the FDA now recommends women with silicone implants get every few years. It turned out that Kinect's implants had leaked, and a biopsy found silicone in her lymph nodes and in her lungs. She's currently disabled and waiting a lung transplant. All, she says, for vanity.
We're about 4 generations removed from that implant.
Matthew Schulman says silicone implants have undergone big changes since the early 90s when Kinect received hers. He says back then they contained a runny liquid silicone.
The silicone implants of today, it's essentially like a jelly. So the jelly may ooze a little bit, but it will not run out like an oil.
There are plenty of satisfied customers among the nearly 400,000 women who receive breast implants each year. Even so, Schulman tells his patients additional surgeries are a very real possibility.
I say, you're young. Breast implants don't last forever. They may leak. They may rupture. You may decide you want a different size. So you have to at least expect that sometime in your life, you are going to need a reoperation. And if you are 100% against having another surgery in your life related to these implants, then it's something you should reconsider.
For NPR News, I'm Gretchen Kudakroen in Cleveland.